Tough thing to keep true. I watch some of you. It's a tough thing. Your mood slips off into the other level. So easy you forget the sadness. And I don't know how we can afford to be too happy. Too happy. Until the injustice that's happening in the world stops. Give me power to be true. Sing it. Give me true. My heart would break as I thought of Martin Luther King. Keep the melody flowing. Maybe some can get it. My heart would break as I thought. You can go ahead and play. Keep me true. It ought to be the theme till it's deep down in our souls. Here Martin Luther King stood up in front of a mass of people. And he said, I just have a vision, a dream. A dream that the son of the plantation owner that broke my heart and the son of the Georgian slave can sit in the same schools. Sit down and just be friends. He didn't say anything. I don't mean he wasn't trying. He was trying hard, but he didn't say anything. Because you can never sit down until an economic system removes the barriers. And he knew that. In a way, he was playing it safe, but another way, he was playing it hoping maybe that little by little he could change people's minds. And not tell what really is the truth that keeps people apart. The class system. Racism all comes out of the class system. Thing we see in our own ranks that we have to fight. Elitism. Because we think that we were educated better. We had a little more position. More privilege. And we've given a little more sacrifice of ourselves. A little more narcissistic than we should be. That's what causes racism, separation, people having so much wealth and others having nothing. The uppers and outers looking down upon the down and outers. And there are many varied forms in which it happens. Racism is one of its ugliest. Then I picked up tonight a guy who wrote about us, Guy Wright, a guy who had some soul, felt like he had a little soul. He hadn't written anything against us, but he did in that he wrote, he makes nothing but miserable mockery of Steve Biko's death in the Examiner. I thought in six months, what's happened? What's happened to our nation? He lost his ability to be true, and he even justifies apartheid. Then he scathes. He scathes the black leaders of Uganda and Nigeria and Bokassa. He scathes them and makes allegations of them being kind of like jungle bunnies. He said, naturally, we expect more out of a John Vorster than an Idi Amin. But all through the whole article is sympathy for South Africa. They only murdered 5 million people. That's all. Steve Biko was only beat to death by a racist police. The next article I pick up, cops are cleared. The whole goddamn system clears them. Then right across from it, every place you look, Rhodesian Army atrocities. American photographer took the picture of Rhodesian lieutenant holding interrogation bat over black people as he's beating them down to the ground. Our people passed out literature, and they've been passing out. They've been in the vigil. The last vigil, 10-1 were mean. 10-1 on the streets. Shouting hate. Giving looks ready to murder them in the streets of San Francisco. Terrible dither in your mind. Yes, one woman stepped out. She cried. Some bank official. This is what they do. But when they wanted to get her name, she wouldn't give her name. The ones that had any tears or any feeling were afraid. They were terrified. And here's a guy who sat in our temple just about 7 months ago. No longer. And he sat in the midst of us, black and white, with feeling. And now he says that the South Africans are right. America's in a hell of a lot of trouble. I watch some of you, and I appreciate the rhythm, the dance, but you can get with that, but you can't at all move. You can't move with any of the sorrow, the pity, the sadness of it all, that you can't move with these skits these children were putting on, very, very grave and horribly realistic skits. And I thought how the system has got us utterly brainwashed. We dance off any seriousness. That would be a mistake, but the dance should have been way at the first. And that's exactly what I'm glad it happened, because it showed me just how easy we forget. Right in this room, the people, I'm a gentle person. I look back there and I see people who don't even listen, who don't give a fuck. Look at them from this floor. Don't ever forget them. They're not listening now because I'm not raising my voice. Don't ever forget them, security. Watch them. Look at them. Look at them. Turn around. Turn around. Look at them. Oh, now they wake. Now they wake. Now they look. Now they quit doing what they're doing. They don't feel. They won't let themselves feel very long. They're elitist. They think they have a right. A special right. One man, Steve Biko. One man. And here's how they do. And they're justifying it. Blacks held down with the police putting guns to their heads. And they're headlining it all through the Chronicle and Examiner. Getting us ready. Getting us ready to accept it. I don't know how we made it. Portugal didn't make it. They tried the same thing on us this week. I'm confounded. The miracle of People's Temple, because some of you, you move only because others move. It's not in you. Maybe one day you'll go through the motions long enough and it'll happen. I hope. Maybe the heart of a liberationist will beat in you. Maybe the sympathetic soul of a communist will somehow grow in you. Now you can tell, and they'll slip off to the sides, the edges, further back, so they can't be seen. They never get up where they can be seen. They could, if they wanted to come and get here. There ought to be a law. There ought to be a defense committee for the revolution to demand that they get in. Maybe the absorption would take place. I saw when Mom Tally, who's lost all of her children in the fields, she got moved by the song of overcoming joy of her leader, her savior. They were singing to a liberator, and people literally standing right there and laughing. And I thought, oh, what have I birthed? What have I birthed? I know some of you are tired, very tired. You made a big dinner for us. And I can understand that. I can be sympathetic with tiredness. Because I'm very, very tired. My voice shows how very, very tired I am. Been tired for as long as I can remember. This week, this little group of people, barely under 1,000, withstood. I can confidently see the same thing here that happened in Portugal that caused the socialist government to tumble. The International Monetary Fund, and that's what the foreign minister was telling they were doing to us, doing to him, threatening him with money. The minority socialist government of Prime Minister Soros will fall this week in a dispute over austerity. Measures demanded by the International Monetary Fund. That's the big banking class of the ruling monopoly capitalist. Political sources here said today, the socialists are clinging to a cracked branch, and everyone seems to be shaking in the tree. One source said, Soros faces the prospect of either reaching a rapid compromise with the opposition to his right on stricter budgeting and cutting down of services to the poor, cutting down aid to developments for poor people. Austerity, they call it. It's a nasty word for cutbacks on medical care for the oppressed, housing for the oppressed, aid and education for the poor. Unless he comes to a rapid compromise with the opposition to his right on austerity moves, handing in the resignation of his 16-month-old government. Political sources said the crunch would come by Friday. It did. He fell on Friday. At the latest, when the government is expected to submit a vote of confidence motion in Parliament, they said Soares will almost certainly fall and fail in rallying enough ballots from the pressure of the International Monetary Fund, the big banking capitalist in the U.S. The crisis was triggered by IMF, International Monetary Fund demands that a national political consensus be reached before it buoyed Portugal's sinking economy. Portugal's economy was failing, and it demanded that there be a total consensus of the population. Or it would not give any loans. The opposition had threatened to boycott the loan package and its belt-tightening measures unless it was given a voice in the government. So the CIA works in many ways, gets the opposition parties to refuse to go along. Soares responded to the IMF's conditions by issuing an ultimatum: support the government or we will go down into bankruptcy. We'll fall together. He would not resign. The communists said they would go along to bring about this consensus so that we could save the nation. The centrist socialist Democrats and the conservative center Democrats balked, demanding a tripartite coalition government excluding, putting out all communists. They won. In talks with these parties last week, Soares refused to budge. The political deadlock and the prospects of Soares' resignation already have generated pre-election partisan activity, and he lost because he wouldn't bow. And there's a state of uproar in Portugal as the capitalist tentacles reach clear across the Atlantic Ocean. We're much closer. They tried to reach here. They tried to reach so desperately to us on whatever goddamn day it was, as they all, to me, go one into another because the Steve Bickos continue to be murdered. I hear the cry. I hear their anguish. I see the do-gooders like King try to just simply get the white man to let the black man sit down with the white man, and they murdered him at 39. And some of you want to go back to that mess. I look at this white young man as we send his letter off, and I wonder, what kind of a creature are you? What are you? What makes you tick?
that you'd want to go back to a place that murders off a man like Martin Luther King. No, don't bother to get up. I've sent you a letter. 39 years. He dies. All he asked was a dream. I have a dream. That someday the son of the plantation owner and the son of the slave will sit down together. And they cut him down. That my four children will be able to grow up where there'll be no more that a black will have to go to the back of the bus. No more a black will hold a lesser job than a white. And here we have people who were on our side now going over calling for apartheid. He literally calls for apartheid in the United States. You want to go back to that? I have to sit and look at you till you go back. Oh, God. That's hard. It wouldn't be hard if you'd repent. But, oh, God, to sit and look at somebody that wants to go back. Here's a man who sat in us, supped with us, cried with us. And now he writes in the Examiner, separatism is the only way. Even Muhammad Ali and all of his madness, all of his sickness, worrying about his children and can't get to his children and crying every night. He says, we need black separation. And he breaks down and cries before the television. We're going to have to be separated because a white man will kill us. I read you the news article. Indians wiped out. Russell Mees wiped out. The American Indian Movement wiped out. Dennis Banks comes to Sacramento for his hearing. Nobody there but People's Temple. The goddamn Indian people movement's gone. Glued on this kind of stupid music that we watch here. Glued on this fucking goddamn miserable superficiality that we promulgate. Now, it's fine. We need it. It's necessary to get ourselves some sort of inroad into a culture that's still very mixed up with capitalism. When you can get interested in a musical rendition and go to sleep, and I mean children, I watched you finger and joke and fiddle while little kids are telling you a dramatic message. You slept, fucker. I watched you. The only way you'd keep awake is she'd push you. You're not sedated now. Doctor's not worrying with you no more because your spirits are high. You're going home to mama. Oh, God. Pacifism. I heard him say, hate is our enemy. Oh, no, it's not our enemy. Love and self-indulgence is our enemy. Hate's not our enemy. If we don't hate that system, they'll kill us. They reached out to cut the throats of one of our youth and had him right by the neck. But the tide turned. They shot right through and tried to kill Al Simon, an Indian, and my son, Jim Jr. They tried to murder us. They've tried to murder mother. They tried to poison the goodest, the best, the one of the sweetest women that could ever walk. They tried to poison her. A good woman that never harmed anybody. And they shot down Chris. And their own Uncle Tom's participated. And now we find that we have to quiver with hate. That the Olivers have to feel that they know their parents were involved with the shit. Because their attorney that come here was one of the murderers. No, hate's not my enemy. Don't fuck with me. It wasn't love that moved this goddamn government and gave it the backbone to stand up to the International Monetary Fund. It wasn't some kind of sweet talk that caused them to move. I said, here we stand. We shall not be moved. Like a tree planted by the water, we shall not be moved. You may be seated. They're still killing our Indian brothers. They had a film on about the prison system. The rapes. The officers standing off and participating and encouraging blacks to kill Indians and Chicanos to kill Indians and Indians to kill blacks and poor whites to kill everybody else so the prison systems will take care of all their working class that they can't give jobs for. The only crime 3 million some Americans have today in prison. Only goddamn crime. They were too poor to afford an attorney. Well, there are many more than that in jail, but I'm talking about 3 million! The only crime they committed was they were too poor. They were working class. And some of you don't have it in you. And we still won. They're trying to do the same thing to this country. They're trying to back them to the wall.
I don't give a fuck if they cut off their aid. He said they're going to cut off aid. I don't give a fuck. Fuck the aid that comes to Guyana. I didn't come over here to compromise. I didn't come over here to start that shit. I did that in America all my days. I'm not going to do that anymore. Peace. So if they want to squeeze this socialist government, they can squeeze them in Georgetown, but they still got to march out here. We'll still be on this hill. Some people say, the sister said, I don't know how many would come if they'd known the crisis. Well, fuck them too. We lived in crisis all of our life. Somebody said they ought to tell them. No, I ain't telling them. Nobody told us. I came knowing that life isn't any merry-go-round and it's still giving us more joy in these months. If it finishes tomorrow, because we had purpose. We had a principle. We've learned a little bit about caring. Go through these houses. You ought to take a walk on the next holiday this weekend and just walk around and see the sharing in those small spaces, making every little rafter, every little bed, some of them just as neat as a pin. So clean and so beautiful. Sure, long, long, long way to go. By God, I'm glad we started. I don't want to be back in a country where a man gets up and begs. I've got a dream. I just want my four children to grow up and then... Pow! They spit his brains out and lay his blood on a motel fence. And now we find out the FBI does it. And when our people pass it on leaflets, I don't give a goddamn. Don't give a fuck. Don't give me that. Don't give me that. I don't give a fuck. You care to kill Martin Luther King? What the hell do I care? You care to kill President Kennedy? What the hell do I care? That's a mean bunch. You ought to be glad we got a lot of trees between us. We got a chance to fight here. They haven't got a ghost of chance. I'd hate if I was scared. I have sort of a penchant to be back there because I'd like to take a few fuckers. But it wouldn't be revolutionary. Wouldn't serve a thing because nobody gives a fuck. Down the streets they came. A few cried. A few showed interest. And some grabbed their heart. So it's McCarthyism all over again. It's the beginning of a police state. But they run. Not one gave their name. Everybody's scared shitless. And the ones that weren't scaring were threatening to shoot them right there as they walked down the streets. America. This chap wants to go home too. There's some others that are not telling that they'd like to go there too. For the likes of you, I'm glad to be free of it. Wait till that economy and it's crumbling all over the world. See, they're having to tie it up in Portugal because it's about to fall apart in the U.S. We haven't got enough money to go around. So they can't help. They can't help but tie it up. They'd rather work with Soares and get the mess they're getting into in some ways. I'm sure some elements, but all the whole goddamn capitalist world is reeking and rocking like an earthquake. And when the money system falls, and all of a sudden you wake up to a 1929, some of us remember. And in no goddamn job, and you go to the bank and you can't get your own money, and they got you to 10-mile-long line and saying, fuck you, you ain't got no money. You want to be in America? Shit. You want to be in there? They're meaner today. They're so much meaner today than they were in 1929. It's like comparing ancient history. It's feudalistic. Think a man like Guy Wright could sleep over and justify apartheid, and you read this goddamn newspaper. I seldom can stand it. But you read through it, and you see they're setting us up. Setting us up. It's all right. Whole goddamn article after article saying, it's only right. And now they whipped up. So why don't the Chronicle's editorial, why don't the Poles object? Why don't the Jews object? Why don't the Italian-Americans object? Why don't all these other ethnic minorities object? They're not getting any special admission privileges. Naturally, that whipped them all out. They all come out of their holes. Now they've got an alliance of Italian-Americans and Scandinavian-Americans, everybody else lining up against the Indians and blacks.
so they can get into medical school. It's so fucking explosive right now. And they still got jobs. But it's so fucking explosive that you must be crazy to want to be there. You must be crazy. You ain't white enough. Some other white fellow wants your loaf of bread. There's always somebody who want what you got. But I don't know what you do with people. I know I don't want to be there because I see how hard it is to get people straightened around that have come from there. I sure don't want to go back to it. That's why I made up my mind. At least one alternative is dead in me. One alternative is dead. When I heard the pain crackling over that radio tonight and heard how our people were treated as they walked down the streets, I ain't got nothing to do in the U.S. And I know they'll get me in the front line because I'll be there, but I know some of you that have slipped through, you'll get back there and take care of the sons of bitches. You'll take care of the sons of bitches that did what they did. You'll not let them forget. You'll not forget that we have absolute proof, not theory. We have proof that Stone and Myrtles and all these sons of bitches asked that Chris be got out of the way. We have proof that Chris got on to Warden, whatever his name is, Donald Warden, the lawyer, the black sellout that's